Mom ran her pointer finger down Carney's chest. I don't know how to tell you this, the behaviorist said, but you've been sexually stimulating your parent. Mom blushed. Less cuddling, the specialist said, more cage time. I called three places to find Carney. The plumber who took him after Mom, the bird sanctuary he'd pawned the parrot off on, then the roadside zoo. Now the car is too warm and I'm falling asleep, but I don't want to blast Ike with the AC. He's playing card games on the console. Are we leaving so that people can move into our house? Ike asks. We're going to Ted's roadside zoo, I say. What's in the zoo? He asks. There's a bird I want to see, I say. We pass a couple in a sedan. The woman is crying and flips down her visor. It's hard being a single mom, but it's easier than being a miserable wife. I hardly knew Ike's father. He was what I'd call a five-night stand. We used to get coffee at the same place before work. A director of the local college theater. He was a notorious flirt, but already married. Separated, he claimed. He sends a little money each month, but doesn't want to be involved. The upside of our arrangement is simplicity. I put some pressure on the gas and passed a school bus. Did I tell you about Lewis's mom? Ike says. Lewis's mom is a born-again Christian with two poodles and a coke habit, the kind of person I avoid at open houses at school. Tuesday afternoon, Ike says, she boarded the bus with her dogs, raised her fist and said, Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen. No. I say, really? Really, Ike says. Lewis pretended not to know her when she got on, but his mom held onto that chrome bar at the front of the bus and said, Lord, I've been places where people don't put pepper on their eggs, and she started to dance. Ike waves his arms in front of his face, imitating Lewis's strung-out mother. I see the rust-colored clouds of eczema on his forearms. I want to fix everything. I want him to know nothing but gentle landings. I don't want him to know that people like Lewis's mom exist, that people fall into landmines of pain and can't crawl back out. When Ike was almost a year old, I took him by for Mom to hold while I emptied the old milk from her fridge and scrubbed her toilets. The house was beginning to smell. Mom was not cleaning up after the bird. Suddenly, the woman who'd ironed tablecloths, polished silver, bleached dinner napkins, and rotated mattresses had given up on the decorum. Would you like to hold Ike while I clean? I said.